You're listening to Kingdom Radio.
Sex with a porn star. The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now.
But when he talks about a convicted felon, his son is a convicted felon. But he could be a convicted felon as soon as he gets out of office. Joe could be a convicted felon with all of the things that he's done. He's not equipped to be president. You know it, and I know it. It's ridiculous. We have a debate. We're trying to justify his presidency. Without question, the worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country. We shouldn't be having a debate about it. There's nothing to debate. This man is a criminal.
Now, please welcome the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden.
What do you say to black voters who are disappointed that you haven't made more progress?
They acknowledge you made a lot of progress. We're going to turn civil rights back to the states. Let each state have a different rule. I thought Hitler had some good ideas. We're finding housing for black. And these people should be in jail. And they should be the ones who are being held accountable. People coming out of the woods carrying swastikas on torches. Hitler's done some good things dealing with the segregation. Nazis coming out of fields carrying torches for fine people. Come on. So there's more to be done, considerably more to be done.
And what he's done to the black population is horrible, including the fact that for 10 years he called them super predators. We can't, in the 1990s, we can't forget that. Super predators was his name.
It happened. All you have to do is listen to what was said at the time. The idea that I did anything wrong relative to what you're talking about is outrageous.
The fact is that his big kill on the black people is the millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. They're taking black jobs now.
They were good people coming out of that forest, carrying those woods, carrying those torches.
What do you say to black voters who are disappointed with the progress so far?
I say I don't blame them for being disappointed. Good things Hitler's done. The idea that I have to apologize to you for anything.
Please welcome the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
I just won 2 club championships, not even senior, 2 regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with you. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag.
He's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8. But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
How do you address concerns about your capability to handle the toughest job in the world well into your 80s?
No politician should be making that decision. A doctor should be making those decisions. That's how it should be run. We created 15,000 new jobs. There's more to be done. Working class people are still in trouble.
The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants and bounce back jobs that bounce back from the COVID.
We have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America.
The vaccine went out. He did a mandate on the vaccine, which is the thing that people most objected to about the vaccine.
I don't know where the hell he's been. The idea that anything he said is true.
What they're doing to the VA, to our veterans, is unbelievable. Our veterans are living in the street, and these people are living in luxury hotels. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He had the largest tax cut in American history, $2 trillion.
I gave you the largest tax cut in history. I also gave you the largest regulation cut in history. That's why we had all the jobs. And the jobs went down, and then they bounced back, and he's taking credit for bounce back jobs. You can't do that. First of all, the Supreme Court just approved the abortion bill. And I agree with their decision to have done that, and I will not block it. But I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I think it's very important.
There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it.
Brandon, just speak to him.
I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world.
Our veterans and our soldiers can't stand this guy. And it's a guy that's after his political opponent because he can't win fair and square.
Never heard so much malarkey in my whole life.
Joe, our country is being destroyed as you and I sit up here and waste a lot of time on this debate. This shouldn't be a debate. He is the worst president. He just said it about me because I said it. But look, he's the worst president in the history of our country.
By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed me endorsed my position.
According to Border Patrol, who is great, and by the way, who endorsed me for president, but I won't say that, they endorsed me for president. I call it Biden migrant crime. Just take a look at where they're living. They're living in luxury hotels in New York City and other places. Our veterans are on the street. They're dying because he doesn't care about our veterans. He doesn't care. He doesn't like the military at all. I was getting out of Afghanistan, but we were getting out with dignity, with strength, with power. He got out. It was the most embarrassing day in the history of our country's life. He should have fired those generals like I fired the one that you mentioned. This guy hasn't fired anybody. He never fires. He should have fired every military man that was involved with that Afghanistan horror show. He's given $200 billion now or more to Ukraine. Every time that Zelensky comes to this country, he walks away with $60 billion. He's the greatest salesman ever. Because Ukraine's not winning that war. He said, I will never settle until such time. They're running out of people. They're running out of soldiers. They've lost so many people. It's so sad. They've lost so many people, and they've lost those gorgeous cities with the golden domes that are 1,000 years old, all because of him and stupid decisions.
It's been a terrible thing, what you've done.
He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
You can see he is 6'5" and only 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're... Anyway.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, well, I said my retribution is going to be success. We're going to make this country successful again, because right now it's a failing nation, including weaponization, which I'm sure at some point you'll be talking about, where he goes after his political opponent because he can't beat him fair and square.
You're the sucker. You're the loser.
Because he indicted me because I was his opponent. I wish he was a great president. I would rather have that. I wouldn't be here. I don't mind being here. The only reason I'm here is he's so bad as a president that I'm going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again. I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country. I would be very happy to be someplace else in a nice location someplace. And again, no indictments, no political opponent stuff, because it's the only way he thinks he can win. But unfortunately, it's driven up my numbers and driven them up to a very high level because the people understand it.
Is he going to sign that bill? I'll veto it. He'll sign it.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think too many believe that. And let me tell you about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through, very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever. On January 6th, we were respected all over the world. All over the world, we were respected. And then he comes in, and we're now laughed at. We're like a bunch of stupid people.
You want to impose a 10% tariff on all goods coming into the U.S. How will you ensure that that doesn't drive prices even higher?
It's just going to cause countries that have been ripping us off for years, like China and many others, in all fairness to China.
If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they've raised $500 billion, I should say. We are the lowest trade deficit with China since 2010.
We have the largest deficit with China. He gets paid by China. He's a Manchurian candidate. He gets money from China.
This tariff is 10% tariffs. Everything coming into the country, you know what the economists say? That's going to cost the average American $2,500 a year more, because they're going to have to pay the difference.
Do you notice he never took out my tariffs, because we bring in so much money with the tariffs that I imposed on China. He never took them away. He can't, because it's too much money. The worst situation with China, China's going to own us if you keep allowing them to do what they're doing to us as a country. They are killing us as a country, Joe, and you can't let that happen. You're destroying our country.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare.
Any black student is capable in college of doing any white student can do.
Then I'm going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again. America great again. America great again.
You're listening to Kingdom Radio.